Minister, I'm asking the Minister to provide funding for a low-cost accident scheme or capital funding scheme to address a serious speeding issue in the village of Fawn in County Donegal. Fawn is in the Nishone Peninsula, as you well know, a beautiful part of Donegal, seaside town with a beautiful view over Loch Swilly. Over the years, there has been numerous accidents in the village of Fawn, thankfully none fatal. It is because of the way the village is laid out. Cars and lorries go fast through the village. We need to get more done by the authorities to improve the situation, to make drivers aware that they're coming into a town and more signage needs to be done. A pedestrian crossing needs to be put in place as a matter of urgency, because pedestrians are walking along the side of the road and they're crossing the road here, there and everywhere now. There's also an issue with noise pollution for the residents. I would ask the Minister for Transport to prioritise the village of Fawn for the plan to slow traffic down, traffic calming measures. This is a beautiful wee seaside town. It just needs a bit of help. They have great resident committees there and they want to enhance their town, Minister. So hopefully we could try and get something in place. I know it's an issue in more towns than in Fawn. A lot of towns are speeding going through now, and it's something we need to try and have a look at.
Carlock, and can I thank Senator Boyle for raising the matter, and he's painted a wonderful picture of being in Fawn today, and I've been there in the beautiful Inishowen Peninsula, and you are right, it is a picturesque, beautiful spot, and the points you make in terms of the low-cost action scheme is an important one that we need to embrace, and I thank you for raising the matter this morning. As you know quite well, the improvement work scheme in terms of the whole area around local grant and regional roads is part of the Government 2025 Regional Roads Programme, which Government is strongly committed to in terms of protecting and enhancing the existing road network. This network is fundamental in the connecting of people and places across the country, and in particular in Donegal, and you are right to highlight the issues in terms of Donegal, in terms of safety, and in terms of the depth and breadth of the county, in terms of its geographical scale. The Regional Roads Programme facilitates business, education, tourism, healthcare, agriculture, and the provision of critical service and activities. At this point, it is important to highlight that the improvement and maintenance of the regional and local road network is the responsibility under statute of the local authority, in this case Donegal County Council, in accordance with the Roads Act 1993, and works in these roads are funded from the Council's own resources and are supplemented by state road grants. The initial selection and prioritisation of works to be funded is a matter for the local authority. Ireland's regional and local roads network spans over 96,000 kilometres and so requires funding to ensure it remains fit for purpose, safe and resilient, as you've rightly outlined here regarding Fawn. As such, this year, $713 million was allocated to regional and local roads. Due to the vast scale of the network, the Department of Transport employs an array of grant types to target investment across the regional road network. Within the budget available, state grants funding is allocated on as fair and equitable as basis as possible to ensure that all local authorities are in receipt of funds to maintain their networks. And the allocation of the three biggest exchequer grant types for regional and local roads is based on the length of a road in the local authority's area, with additional funding based on contributing factors in specific areas. This year, over $13 million is allocated specifically under the Roads Improvement Work Grant Scheme to regional and local roads for 339 schemes across the state, while a further $12.3 million of the specific improvement grant programme was allocated to road improvement schemes relating to road safety. This year, Donegal County Council has been allocated €649,500 for 14 schemes under the Safety Improvement Works Grant Programme. And according to the Department's records, an application has not been yet received, Senator Boyle, from Donegal County Council for funding safety improvement works in Fahan, as you just outlined. So, in conclusion, it is the case that Donegal County Council is responsible legally for ensuring that the network is maintained and improved. The Department approach means that while central government is supplying significant funding, we are acknowledging that the local authorities themselves are best placed to make a determination in their own area for maximum spending and delivery of results. Indeed, the initial selection and prioritisation of works and renewal works is a matter for each of the local authorities, and Donegal is the first point here. There is a flexibility within the state grant programme for councils to direct resources to address particular problems identified under networks as they see fit. But I'd certainly have a word with the department officials regarding the matter you raised this morning, because you are right. It is about, a bit like Senator Mahoney, it's about being creative in how we can ensure that there are in the case of low-cost action scheme funding places, you know, flexibility. But it is an important part that we do support our road network being maintained and protected. And at a time when speed and when we see people being killed in our roads, it is important that we redouble our efforts in a variety of ways, and one of these is road improvement. So I thank you for raising the matter this morning. Good morning.
Thank you.
Minister, thanks very much. No, it's one of these issues that keeps coming up all the time. People phoning from phone about the speeding issue, so I decided that we'd go through. As you know, it's on the peninsula and it's very close to Derry, and there's a lot of traffic up there, you know, going and coming, especially at the weekends. There are a lot of holiday homes up on the peninsula. So anything that we could do to help the situation, it would be greatly appreciated, because the last thing we want to have is an accident. And, you know, we're here to prevent accidents and try and get them sorted before they happen. Thank you very much, Minister.
Can I thank Senator Boyle for again raising the matter? You are right, it is a particular piece of road where there's a lot of traffic going to Derry, as you said, and at the weekends in particular, it's very busy. And can I reiterate and join with you in your final comment there? It is all of our duties to uphold road safety and make sure the roads are safe. And can I assure you that government is fully committed to the protection and renewal of our road network? I'll bring your contribution back to the department. As I would ask you maybe to consider talking to Donegal County Council in terms of their responsibility for maintaining and improving its regional roads network, and they can prioritise it as well. But government is committed in terms of Exchequer funding under the National Development Plan to renew and protect our road network. 5.35 billion have been allocated until 2030, and I would hope that we can work with Donegal County Council to ensure that we can prioritise investment on our regional and local roads, and in particular in the Fáin area here, as you said. And I think all of us combined will work together to ensure that funding is provided for safety improvement works in the area you raised. And I will raise the matter with Minister O'Brien, who does convey his apologies to not being here this morning. And can I apologise to you as well for non-availability of the script due to a breakdown. But you have it all, because the gremlins have been overcome. Gramaga, thank you.